Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
God, I wish I was there for that. See that man's cleats sitting in that spot.
That's the only thing left. Only thing left.
Hit him.
Hey, knocked him about it in blue and white socks, and Paco took them and sold them.
Hey, Sean Pendergast said, you know, his daughter's a cross-country runner.
Yeah.
Said that he's already hit her up. Seth's already hit her up to put him on a regimen. To get him ready.
I'm going to tell you, man. That's the beginning of crazy right there. Hit up a collegiate cross-country track runner after as a damn former defensive lineman and say, hey, put me on a schedule. Let me know what I need to do.
Dead serious.
Ooh, man.
But beat himself up. I'm guessing he heard you yesterday, and he took your 8, and then he took it to 7. You said, I'm shooting for 8.
I don't know if I've ever ran a 7. I don't know if I've ever been close
seven to 7. 7 is fast, right? Getting out of the streets.
By the way, I do want to clarify. I wish those guys were still here. I mean, I think I can get in the 8-minute. I'm not saying I can get to 8-minute. I can get sub 9-minute. Okay. I can get 8 something. I know I can do that right now.
You can do that right now.
I can do that right now. Now I ain't going to take a step afterwards.
I need
an ice bucket to put my head in at the other end of that mile, but I can get you. Yeah, I think I can get into the eights, high eights right now.
High eights. All right. Well,
I mean, I can run, walk 11s.
I don't believe any of this is going to happen. You guys have been talking about a golf tournament,
Well, Tyler's knees hurt. He can't play. I tried to put it on a schedule, and his knee hurts. He can't play.
BS. Huh? Like a 2-year span. No, you've been in hiding.
I don't think Tyler said about his knee hurts.
Nope. You're making excuses you know what.
You did have that oblique situation. I think that did stop us. You had an injury. I thought it was the oblique. Something happened.
Y'all probably know, whatever you say.
I can't remember. Had an injury. Shoulder, that's right. It was a shoulder.
Yeah,
that's
it's something. Y'all are all over it.
It was a shoulder, yeah. But again, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. All right. Someone text in, T-Mill, please clip the audio of CJ saying, shut up, fatty, and use it against Ron. Ah, boy, we got some nice folks out here, don't we?
Not my style.
It's a nice folk. Hey, man, as long as you ain't a fat ass saying that, I'm good with it. Your ass better be under 225 saying that about me. If you're a fat ass, you better shut your ass up. And use it for yourself.
You're fat, too.
Tell you, man.
Yeah, that is one, Robert, where you want to be like,
hey, no, hey, man, don't
if,
not,
if, If you ain't sitting over built like Daniil Hunter, you need to shut the hell up.
I'll tell you, hey man, I tell you that time I almost got into it with that guy that I was in the gym one time.
Oh no, so.
And that dude who was running about 285 to 290 tried to come over to me and talk about my lat pull down. I said, hey man. Hey man. I know what I'm doing here. Chill out. Man, won't you go figure something else out, man? And that's a rule, man. I'm telling you right now, Clint, I'm not walking over to nobody to give nobody no pointers that I ain't came with.
Hey, let me help nobody. You out with your form there, bud.
Nobody, no damn pointer. Hey, man, I want you to look out here, man. That leg press you're doing. Like, you can't. Hey,
get my boy wrong.
You got to have a certain look to be able to give pointers at the gym. A certain look to give pointers at the gym. All right, a lot to get to today. It is a Wednesday. So look, get ready in the 4 o'clock hour. Our guy Brandon Scott gives his Texans report, and it's a doozy. We heard from D'Amico and Nick Caserio today, so a lot to get to with him, as well as stock up, stock down coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But Clint, I think we start with kind of the news of the day with Joe Mixon and the update. We found out this week that Joe Mixon is going to miss at least the first 4 weeks. We still don't have a lot of detail on the injury, but Nick Caserio, he met with the media first, and he went through a lot of things about Joe Mixon. But then when he was asked, will Joe Mixon play at any point this season, this was his answer.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll take it one day at a time, and we'll evaluate those players after 4 weeks and kind of see where they are in their progression and then make a determination.
We'll see. We'll hold on, Tyler. We'll see. Hold on, Tyler. Hold up. Is that where we are right now?
We don't like that.
With Joe Mixon, listen, I didn't really. I know I said this to you yesterday. Like, you don't think it's really on the table because Adam Schefter said that. I still think we will see Joe Mixon, but I don't know, Clint. When they talk about C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he said a little we'll see, but he talked about him being closer to practice. Ooh. He's progressing well. Like, we've heard him talk about that. We'll see with Joe Mixon? Like, I would feel like you'd have some confidence in, man. Hey, it's you got 18 weeks.
Oh, no.
And two more before the season starts.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. All my blind trust folks out there, you might want to change the channel because this is you ain't going to like this. To me, Ron, the Joe Mixon thing is significantly worse than we thought. And look, here's the deal. You're looking at a guy, Trent Brown. Trent Brown was at practice. Trent Brown was seen at practice.
We've had an understanding of what his injury is.
Yes.
Too.
Trent Brown was at practice. There is a new offense being installed. You are the number one running back on this football team. Unless they're amputating one of your legs, you should be at practice.
Where are they?
Like, and if said, everything, at least mental reps, it, right?
100%. The mental rep for yourself. This isn't about being there to be the leader that I wanted Laremy Tunsil to be for 3 or 4 years before they got his ass up out of here. This is, I'm going to be there because the only thing I can do is get mental reps. The only thing I can do is be around my team behind the huddle to keep that chemistry, to keep that camaraderie, to keep in the feels of the team. This is wild, man. He has not been seen. Yeah. The injury list he was put on, they can downplay it all they want. The injury list that he was put on was a non-football injury where he was injured away from the organization. Well, what was he doing? Oh, I don't know. I mean, he hadn't been seen. He appears to have zero interest in getting mental reps with this new offense and being around the guys. We have no idea how the injury occurred. All we know is the list he was on. It occurred away from he was not under team's control and working out with the team when it's happened. And now, all of a sudden, everybody you ask about it, the little bit of push the media gave Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans, you could see steam coming out of their ears with it.
Holy shit.
I mean, they
have been very defensive.
Yeah,
every time
hell
you
yeah.
In a weird way. Like,
in a dismissive, like, what are y'all, why are y'all asking about? He's a Pro Bowl running back that's a number one running back for a team that has declared they're going to be a physical up front run football team. Yeah, they've got questions about it. Hell yeah, there's questions that you're going to get pushed on it. I mean, there's steam coming out of it. This is not this. There's nothing normal about this. Like the fact, and keep an eye on this. The fact that it's being, the fact that it's specifically being, he's on a list that is specifically for an injury that occurred away from team activities. Right?
Yeah. That part too. Yeah.
I don't know.
They don't ask about us getting hurt though, Clint.
Nobody, because nobody cares about us getting hurt. Nobody cares. Yeah. If I lose my voice, nobody losing no sleep over. Ain't nobody selling their season tickets.
That's a good point.
I promise you that. The bottom line is, I'm telling you, I may be crazy, but this ain't no damn hot take. Them cats being so guarded about this and being so defensive about this and getting heated about it like this when they're pressed on. They're acting like we're asking about Dare Agunbowale or something. You're talking about a Pro Bowl running back that is by far the best leader on this offensive unit.
Or not Team just Macho. It's like people want to know information that is like personal or outside the realm of.
That's
you know what I mean? It's just like we're not asking about, you know, his marriage. We're asking about.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
Like, what is the reasoning? We haven't seen him.
Well, and we can get into the D'Amico audio later. Like, D'Amico's dead ass wrong on this deal.
Let's try to be first, boys.
He's just dead wrong on this deal.
I didn't understand what he was talking about.
You're just trying to report it first, Ron. Right, well, stop.
We can get that audio. We can get
that. Because I want to play it in full.
But just,
I
don't want to have time. As a fan, I'm serious. I personally am leaning more into, hey, man, you can dismiss, like Nick dismissed the different kind of lists that you can put guys on. The league does that. League does that.
Smart, by the way.
Don't forget about that. If you're watching this situation unfold, if you don't care, hell, move on. If you want to watch this, I don't think it's a coincidence that it is being specified, if you will, that he was injured elsewhere.
Yeah. Hopefully, again, as we said the other day, this is a 4-week thing. I'm not sure. Again, everything you just said, from how this feels very similar, as I said yesterday, to the Christian Harris thing, where there have been injuries with players, and in some way it's been reported by somebody of what the injury was, or they've talked about it,
yeah,
except for what Christian Harris. We just act like he didn't exist.
Right.
Right, and it's happening again with Joe Mixon. Like, it's not a weird thing that you had, what, 3 Pro Bowlers last year?
Yeah.
Him, Nico, and Stingley.
Well, look, but Ron, here's the deal. Like, if you don't, I'm not saying, for the record, I'm not saying that D'Amico or Nick or anybody has they don't have to disclose anything. I totally get that. But to be so defensive when asked about this particular player under this set of circumstances is to me wild.
We don't like that.
Like that's wild. And I think there's a lot of things going on here. One, you haven't seen the guy, period. Hell, I heard Sean Pendergast, who's been to damn near. I think he.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I think he slides by the stadium over there and watches from the bridge. The bridge above the practice field. He hadn't seen, just joking, by the way, I don't think Sean Pendergast does that. He hadn't seen Joe Mixon. If Sean Pendergast has not seen Joe Mixon, then Joe Mixon's ass ain't been around. That's crazy.
Yeah, text line coming through. Federal HIPAA laws protect our personal health information. Why is Mixon's medical information any different? You think about it, champ.
Is that Dusty?
Listen, for me, and I agree with this texter, the complete disregard of issues with Joe Mixon makes me feel like this thing is alarming. And the way they're handling it, the dismissive nature, and not just that, but Clint, them being extremely like, oh, no. Like we're coming out. Like, I mean, D'Amico came out, I mean, so hard against it, and then like started talking about all kinds of other things. Like, it is like weird. Like, well, hold on, what the hell is going on? Why are you coming so hard about, hey man, what's going on with your Pro Bowl running back?
Get out.
What's the injury? It makes me think that there's, I'm not saying that I have any kind of inside knowledge, but it makes me feel like this is a little bit more serious than just a 4-week thing. It feels Ryan. Much more like a deal of Christian Harris last year where he missed like 13 weeks.
Yeah. Well, their deal is their crutch here is and I get it, being a former player that D'Amico is always protect the player. There's a time when zero transparency in a situation, in my opinion, where zero transparency about an injury in a situation like this does more harm than the one beat reporter, beat writer that does that has an inaccurate report on an injury he saw on the damn practice field. Like that is not what this situation is, and it's interesting that it's kind of couched that way.
All right, I want to ask you a thought off of the Mixon news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.